Alleged mastermind of NBA betting scheme arrested. Federal authorities have arrested a man they believe orchestrated a widespread point-shaving scheme in the NBA, which generated millions of dollars in illegal profits. Shane Hennon, identified in federal documents as the organizer, was taken into custody following an extensive investigation that began with suspicious betting tied to former Toronto Raptors forward Jonte Porter. The arrest comes as investigators widen their probe to include Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier. Operation covered professional and college basketball. Officials believe the operation, which spanned both professional and college basketball games over 2 years, could be the largest point-shaving scandal in U.S. sports history. While Hennon has not yet been formally charged, he is negotiating a plea agreement that could unveil further details of the scheme. Authorities expect charges of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering. According to the Justice Department, Hennon worked with five co-conspirators, including Porter, who deliberately underperformed during the Raptors' 2023-24 season to manipulate player prop bets. In response, some sportsbooks, leagues, and regulatory bodies are considering banning under bets on player props to protect game integrity. Porter has since been banned from the NBA for life. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, the proof of his guilt is overwhelming. It cited extensive evidence, including witness testimonies, phone logs, financial documents, and betting records. Rozier is currently under federal investigation but has not been charged. The NBA conducted its own review into unusual betting activity linked to Rozier's performance during a March 2023 game between Charlotte and New Orleans. However, according to NBA spokesperson Mike Bass, the league did not find any violations of NBA rules. Irregular betting patterns on college basketball games. Federal authorities are also examining irregular betting patterns in college basketball. Fresno State University recently suspended two players amid a separate NCAA gambling investigation, though it is not clear what the connections are to the current case. According to reports, Hennon has a lengthy criminal history in Pennsylvania. His past offenses include a 2007 guilty plea for disorderly conduct, gambling-related misdemeanors, and a felony involving a bomb hoax. In 2009, he pled guilty to aggravated assault after a Pittsburgh stabbing incident. Just 12 days later, Pittsburgh police arrested Hennon at the Meadows Casino as they suspected him of selling cocaine in a nearby Wendy's parking lot. He pled guilty to DUI, drug possession with intent to distribute under 500 grams of cocaine, and conspiracy to distribute over 5 kilograms of cocaine. He served 30 months in prison, followed by 4 years of supervised release. In 2016, Hennon sought early release from supervision, citing kidney cancer among other reasons. However, a probation officer disputed his claims, noting that Hennon violated travel restrictions by visiting San Diego in 2014 and being arrested for DUI in Missouri in 2017, both times carrying over $10,000 in cash.